to the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast, an audio resource that encourages biblical thinking for biblical living as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. And now, here's your host, Pastor Thomas Overmiller.
Welcome to Shepherd Thoughts. This is episode 127. I'm Pastor Thomas Overmiller here joining you in the studio. Just so glad to have you listening in. Today's episode is going to be brief, but I hope it'll be a help. And it really comes out of the episode before this one, as we're involved in a little series here talking about the Trinity from Scripture. What does the Bible say about the Trinity? And the last episode we looked at, we talked about God being one, how that there is one God, and God is one in not only there's not more than one God in being, there is also a unity, a oneness in God regarding his nature. He's not dividable into parts, and he's one. He's simple. He's unified. And the same is true of his will and his purpose for all things. There's one God, and we like to refer to that as the unity, the oneness of God. And that leads us also to this idea that there is, though God is one, there is a plurality within the Godhead. While scriptures clearly do teach that there is one God, there's a plurality here that we have to also recognize. Moses intimated this from the beginning when he recorded God as saying, "Let us make man in our image." Genesis 1:26. This amazing, interesting, divine statement, of course, as you heard me read it, refers to God with a plural form, us, though he is indeed a single God. Recent scholarship has suggested that this phenomenon is nothing more than a plural of majesty, by which God merely refers to himself in some kind of a regal fashion, as when the King of England refers to herself as we. There are some grammatical reasons why that is probably not the case. Furthermore, and in contrast to this idea, early church fathers and reformers alike in church history have interpreted this as an unmistakable introduction to a plurality within the Godhead. It's this little clue tucked into that first chapter of Genesis, as it were. Beyond this instance, God refers to himself this way twice more in Genesis. Genesis 3:22 tells us, "The Lord God said, 'Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil, and now, lest he put forth his hand.'" And so if you notice there what he said, he's become as one of us, indicating there's some kind of a plurality within the Godhead. In Genesis chapter 11 and verse 7, Moses writes, "God said, 'Go to, let us go down and confound their language.'" Us is used again to refer to God. This is also the case in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8, where Isaiah writes, "I heard the voice of the Lord saying," that's referring to the Lord God, Jehovah, "whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" God, again, referring to himself in a plural way. To be sure, these plural references neither specify three divine persons nor identify the Father, Son, or Holy Spirit in any specific way, even so, they exhibit a plurality within the Godhead nonetheless. And so we start with that idea before we immediately begin to discuss that there is a Father, a Son, and a Holy Spirit within the Godhead. We must recognize, first of all, that though God is one, we've already established that in the previous episode, there's also a plurality, if you will, within that one God. Some will object to this plurality in these instances by claiming that since God is one, this renders any plurality within the Godhead impossible. This criticism fails to acknowledge, however, that the word for one in Hebrew includes an allowance for a very real allowance, not a little minor obscure thing, for plurality to coincide, as when a husband and wife are called one flesh in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. One dictionary explains that one conveys the idea of a unity while recognizing diversity, not division, not separate parts, but a diversity within that oneness. Therefore, the meaning of this word beautifully accommodates a Trinitarian understanding, the word one. And so in this episode, we've established that there are multiple references in the Bible of God referring to himself in a plural way, us. So who is the us? What does this look like in Scripture? That's what we're going to look at in the next episode. If you want to get more information about this episode, want to read up a little bit more about it, check out some Bible verses for yourself, memorize a couple of these verses, go to shepherdthoughts.com, look for the article called A Plurality in the Godhead, and I trust it will be a help. God bless you.
This has been another edition of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ enable you to devote your heart and mind to biblical thinking for biblical living. Thank you for listening.